Service Limited Series is generally sponsored by the Mueller family in memory of Joyce's father, Robert Siegel, Lezer Ruvain Ben Yitzchak Halevi. We've been learning about Tachanun. Another name for Tachanun is Nefilas Apayim. Nefilas Apayim is very instructive as to what this tefillah is really all about. We talked about its origins, we talked about its theme and its essence. But Nefilas Apayim, the fact that it is described as falling on one's arm, really describes what it's all about. We paskin, first of all, the Tachanun ultimately is a Rishus. That's implied by the Rambam in the fifth parak of Hilchos Tefillah, the Tur citing Rav Natrunai Gon. And this is evident. Rav Shechter says it's evident that, in fact, we paskin, it's a Rishus from the fact that we omit it even on days that aren't technically Yom Tovim. The Minhag developed to omit it on Tu B'Shvat and Lag Ba'Omer and other such days. We would only have license to omit it on those days that aren't technically Yom Tovim or Chagim, because we paskin it's a Rishus. Doesn't mean we shouldn't say it. Marav technically is also a Rishus, but the Minhag Yisrael is to say it. But in terms of its origin, that's important to know. Soloveitchik felt that the main point of Tachanun is its name, Nefilas Apayim, putting down one's face or falling on one's arm. Really, that our posture reflects the submission that we're trying to demonstrate. After standing tall and proud, after taking three steps forward and saying the Amida, being Omid Lifnei HaMelech before Hashem, then, right afterwards, the response is to fall on our arm. And he saw it, it's necessary to bury one's face in the ground. Ki'ilu, during Tachanun, it's a partial act of Hishtachava. In fact, Poskim, Aruch HaShulchan, and others bring down that really Tachanun originally was much like we fall on Yom Kippur, all the way on the ground, prostrating our arms and our legs, to really Nefilas Apayim, to fall all the way to the ground. We don't do that. Rabbi Soloveitchik would bend over in such a way that his face was parallel to the ground, not sitting back or sitting up or lifting his arm to his head, but in fact leaning all the way over so that his face and his body were parallel to the ground, ki'ilu, as if he were collapsing, as if he were surrendering, as if he were submitting all the way down. This is the very name of Tachanun Nefilas Apayim. Also has this very strong suggestion. The Beis Yosef quotes, Shama Mirabosav, he heard from his teacher, Shema Shanot al Tzatzmo, Mishum Shekacha Yumar Bitzin Atomid, Keshashokhtun Aso Asmolo. This is the posture, this is the manner, the interaction with the Korban Tomid when they would shecht it on its left side. When you shecht, you lean the animal on its left. And therefore, we too will get into a little bit, the left arm, the right arm, righties, lefties, tefillin, no tefillin, we'll talk about in the coming nights. And also the question, do you fall on your arm only in front of a Sefer Torah, only in front of an Oren Kodesh, only in front of Sfarim, or even if there are no Sfarim, where does that come from? There are no other parts of davening that we change our posture based on whether we're in front of an Oren Kodesh or a Sefer Torah or not yet. Tachanun is an exception. We saw Tachanun is an exception that Monday and Thursday there's a different, longer version. No other tefillah is adjusted based on the day of the week. And this is a tefillah whose posture changes based on what we're present in front of. So it connects, the Beis Yosef connects it to the idea of the Karbon. And we are, so to say, offering ourselves. We recognize that for Kapara, all that we have left to do is offer ourselves. And in fact, this is represented in some of the language of Tachanun. We'll get to Vanachnu lo neida manaseh. We sit for Vanachnu lo neida, we stand at manaseh. But what's this reaction? Vanachnu lo neida. We don't know. We don't know what else, what more we can do. So if you think about it, Tachanun includes all three potential postures. Part of it is said while sitting, part of it was said while standing, and part of it is said while falling over. Every possible posture. And so Anachnu L'Nida Hashem, we don't know what more we can do to display submission, surrender, to better seek atonement, to see ourselves as that carbon collapsing before you. The Beis Yosef also quotes from the Zohar, Nefilas Apayim ki mesiras nafsha shel adam l'kadosh baruch hu, sha'yidei shenofal al haritzpa doma l'misa. Collapse to the floor, chalila, God forbid, a person collapses to the floor because they expire. So our collapsing on our arm is to say to Hashem, as if I surrender entirely, I surrender my life to you. The Shla writes, Tiknu tefilos keneged karbonos. However, yeshnam chatam she'en karbonos machaprim, alamisa. Even though our tefillah is modeled after karbonos, but there are some mistakes and indiscretions that even karbonos cannot be machaper, even the sacrifice couldn't atone. What is the only thing that can atone is Misa. So we're not going to take our own lives in davening, God forbid, but we can demonstrate ki'ilu, we're ready, we're prepared, as if. L'kach noflan al-paneim, Says the Shlah, that's why we collapse on our face. Nefilas apayim means to fall on your face. Once upon a time on the ground, now on our arm, but we fall on our face, keilu to say, I'm ready to surrender and submit, even for those mistakes that karbonos can't be mechaper, but falling. Bezmaneinu kisui panam al shulchan nachshav kaparas misa, kashlom kaparas karbonos, like karbonos. So therefore, during nefilas apayim, this, as the Shlah, is the mindfulness, the mentality someone should have. It's not stretching our back, leaning forward, not falling on our arm, doing yoga, but we're falling down. We're falling on our face. Hashem, anachnu lo neda. I don't know what more I can do. Say, I'm sorry, I have remorse, I have regret. I tell you I need you. I ask for forgiveness. I make pledge and promise for the future. I stand, I sit, I fall forward. Anachnu lo neda. I don't know what more I can do to show you, to tell you that I surrender to you. I'm willing to fall on my face like a misa in surrender to you, to achieve atonement and to achieve forgiveness. This is the essence. That's why it is its name. The Arizal will end with this. Says, Sod nefilas apayim, shanofal apayim, yirzocha lemalas rabos. Listen to these eight things. I don't know if we'll get through all right now. Number one, nasa bria chadasha. Because if it's as if you fall on your face and die, and when you sit up from tachanun, you come back to life. I'm a bria chadasha. Next chance, new chance, fresh start. Number two, noslan la'oz, v'sa'atzumas lilcham ma'itzahara. Through nefilas apayim, says the Arizal, you get the strength and the energy to fight the Yetzirah. Number three, Tosefes HaSeichel B'Toru B'Sodoseha. You want to be able to concentrate, remember you're learning more, succeed more in learning, then don't be people who celebrate skipping Tachanun. Look forward to saying Tachanun, because it's by saying Tachanun and demonstrating Nefilas HaPayim that you get Tosefes HaSeichel B'Toru. Tosefes Dveikas B'Kono. Number four, you bring greater Dveikas Tashem. Zochel Mesila, Asher Adam Oz Labach, Mesilas Bilvavam. Number six, Hashpa L'Shechina, Sh'omeres Tein Likach. You have more influence from Hashem. Ein Chei Ba'al Yado, it protects you from sin. And lastly, number eight, Zocha L'Mavaz L'Stalik, B'mosa Omer L'Shalom L'Ikuv, Sh'ar Tadigim Sh'lakiv Nozem Is Akvin Kol Shiva. Somehow it makes the transition from this world to the next less painful. All these that Arizal says, if a person is mindful, concentrates, truly doesn't just say or recite or perform Tachanun, but experience Tachanun, and be Tachanun, then it brings all this promise, all this bracha with it. Pick up a Mitzvah Shem next.